Hello and good evening. Welcome to our Empowered Parents call tonight. This call is part of a series of interviews that we're doing with moms who have built successful young living businesses while at the same time raising families of their own. My name is Christy Collins, and I've been sharing Young Living oils for quite a few years now, but I just got serious about building my Young Living business about 2 months ago. I'm going to be your moderator for the call today, and I am joined by my fabulous panelists. We have Annie Schiffman and Jahan Thomas, and they're going to be sharing their insight and wisdom tonight. So hello, ladies, and thanks for being on the call.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
Great. Yeah, glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, every call has a different focus, and tonight the topic of this call is going to be managing your time however much you have. So I'm really looking forward to this because I know that most people who are parents and who are running Young Living businesses have, you know, limitations on the time that they can spend. And so this is a really important topic. So I'd like to make this call really practical and really specific. So what I actually want to do, I'm going to be a little selfish here at the beginning and kind of throw out my big time management challenges right now, because I think that they're going to be similar to challenges that other parents are facing while they're trying to get their businesses up and running. So I want to throw out a couple things for you ladies, because right now I've got this to-do list that is about, I don't know, half a mile long. And I have all these things, you know, of course I'd like to get up and running right now, but I only have specific chunks of time to do them in. So what I was hoping to do first off is just throw out the list of things that are on my list, and I wanted to have you guys and your opinions and with your kind of insight looking back now say, here are the thing, here's what I do first, here's what I do second, here's what I do third, and kind of just help me and whoever else is listening to this call who may have same, you know, goals to prioritize the time that they've got. Does that sound doable?
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, right now I'm kind of in a typical place where somebody would be when they're, you know, at the beginning of their business. I have my warm list of folks to contact, and I'm trying to do, right now I'm trying to do a lot of that initial contact by phone. I have MarketingSense, the contact lead management marketing system that I am starting to get set up. I'm just going through the tutorials there. I want to get a Facebook account set up and running. I've been doing home gatherings at my home. I've got, you know, all these downline members who need to be connected with, who I need to train. And my sponsor and I have been hosting product education teleclasses. We've been doing one each month for the last 2 months, and we've been marketing those to our prior list, our prior business list. So we've been drawing over 200 people to each of those teleclasses. So I have all those folks to follow up with. And then, of course, there's, you know, learning about the products and network marketing and all that, but I'm kind of, those are like a little bit my nice-to-haves right now. But out of all those things, I have a few nights during the weeks with my boys. I have two boys, and I'm homeschooling them, so they're with me almost all the time. I have two chunks of time, about 2.5 hours, 2 days a week when they're at a co-op, and I have, you know, a few nights, and then I can pull some weekend time when my husband's around. But I'm curious, out of all those things, what would be the things that you would say that I should be really focusing on first? And what are the things I can kind of put on the back burner for a little while?
Annie, you want to start?
Yeah. I think it sort of depends on what your goal is sort of at this moment. Is it that you're trying to bring a lot of new people into your network? Is it that you're trying to work with the people that you currently have in your network? And maybe there's a way that you can sort of split the two of them, something like that. I mean, I think it would just be to address that idea of what you're trying to get out of, for example, like this month or the next month. But another thing to consider is, and actually I sort of started a discussion with Jahan on a Facebook group, which is to come up with an idea of a daily method of operation, something that whenever you sit down, you're going to do it. So it might be, you know, I've got an hour, I'm going to call five new people, and I'm going to actually talk to five new people, not call them and leave voicemails, but actually call five new people, and I will check in with two people in my downline, and I will follow up with two people from the webinar, like whatever it is, however you want to divvy it up. But I would say to have that, so that way whenever you do have moments to sit down, because like for me, I feel like my brain is so scattered that when I sit down, I want to know exactly what I'm going to be working on. So I have my daily method of operation, and it's just it's three simple tasks, and I always make sure that I'm doing them during the course of the day. It's like I make sure I brush my teeth twice a day, and I make sure I do my daily method of operation during the day. And so that way, like no matter how much or how little time I have, I know at least I'm getting that accomplished. So that's where I would start. What do you think, Jan?
Well, I would say one first thing is that we always have this sense of urgency and that everything has to get done. And I'd say release yourself of that, because as you're going through this process, you're going to find all these new ideas get created and you're never actually done. So I'm sharing it because it's a big lesson I've had to learn, that there's always something more to do. Getting to the nuts and bolts, I love what Annie had to say, absolutely, and pick out what it is you want to do. One of the things that I would say is get your Facebook page created, you know, get all the basic stuff going, because you could support a lot of your team members. Like what I do with my team, because I'm very limited in time as well, because I work full time and I have three young kids and all that. So I make sure that I am connected with them through Facebook. And that has been a huge, huge thing for me in saving time. Because even when then I'm going to sleep at night, sometimes I'll just go on there with my iPad right before bed, and I can, you know, it just makes it a lot easier instead of always having to call somebody or, I don't know, it's just more efficient. I'm very into being efficient. And if I could put everybody in one group together and say the same thing once instead of, you know, 30 times in a day, then I'm all for that.
Yeah.
So I'd say definitely get yourself set up. Get all the basics set up, and then, you know, then you could really hit the ground running in a different kind of way.
Mm-hmm. So spending the time with the marketing sense and spending the time with Facebook, you would say to, you know, do that perhaps while I'm calling people and talking with people, and or would you say just devote, like, the full first, you know, couple weeks just to getting those up and running and...
It doesn't even take a couple of weeks. I mean, it's really fast. It literally takes a few minutes to get it set up. And then from that point, now you have all these people say that got on your call. You said over 200 people got on your call. Well, the time spent initially is just putting them in your marketing sense, the follow product user campaign. That's what I would do. I would put them right in there. Now they're getting follow-ups from you no matter what. Mm-hmm. They're hearing from you, even though you haven't been able to pick up the phone yet, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And you could direct them then also to your Facebook page, which you would say right on your calls. Now you can interact with them there, and they'll be able to interact with other people, so it won't even be as dependent on you.
Yeah. See, that's great, because, you know, you hear so much about, you know, call people, pick up the phone and call. And one of my struggles has been that, you know, I'll have an hour or so, and I'll do calls, and I won't reach anyone. And then all of a sudden I've got all these calls out, and now people are trying to call me back, and I may not have... You know, like trying to actually coordinate back with them can be really tricky when I've got my my boys around, trying to find a quiet time to be able to get back to them. So, yes, I'm all about embracing the technology and reaching.
You have to. I've had to for that very reason, and I fall into the same thing that you fall into. I just can't. Oh, you put the calls out there, you feel good about it, you touch base, and then if you get a machine and they call back, now what do you do? So,
yeah, a lot of what's been helpful for me in that is that I will, when I do actually speak to the human being, I will usually, let's say it's a new prospect, right, and I want to direct them to, you know, to let's say my marketing sense webpage, right? I want them to see that my website. So then what I will do is when I'm on the phone with them, I'll say, when do you think you could look at it? You know, like I'll ask them when they'll look at it, and then they'll tell me, you know, I think I could probably check out that page tomorrow. And then I'll say, great, so if I call you on Friday, you'll have seen it for sure, right? And that's something that I've taken from Eric Worre from Network Marketing. Yeah, networkmarketingpro.com. But I like that because then what happens is I've set up an appointment with them. They've set up an appointment with me. If that doesn't happen, then yes, we're going to be playing a ton of phone tag. And much like what happened today, this one woman called me back, and I'd already spent my time like on my phone and with the Sesame Street babysitter. And like my daughter then was really upset because she wanted the time with me that I had devoted to her. And I had said that it was done, you know, that I was done my phone calls. And then all of a sudden this person called me back at a different time, not during, you know, our appointment time. So that's why 9 times out of 10, I really try to stretch myself and go one step further and say, hey, I'd really like you to check out this website. When do you think you could check it out? And that's when we make the appointment. But, yeah, I mean, if I only have an hour, I'm not going to necessarily spend the entire hour on those calls. I mean, it just kind of depends. You know, part of your daily method of operation might be I'm going to do 3 posts on Facebook. I'm going to schedule them. And I'm also going to, you know, call 5 people or something like that. So then, much like Jahan's saying, you're automating some of it, and you're also able to have that person-to-person time as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I do schedule. I'm glad you brought up that point, Annie, too, because that is one thing. I'm very scheduled, so when I have an appointment for everyone I speak to. Mm-hmm. If it's not in my schedule, I tell them, I can't guarantee that you're going to get me. If it's in my schedule, then I'll be on the phone. Otherwise, there's no guarantee. So I have scheduled for years for that same reason, because I can't. I just can't do it otherwise.
Yeah, I've started doing that, too, even just based on what we talked about in our last call, and it's been helpful. It's been a little tricky, too, because I'm attracting a lot of busy moms. So, you know, it's like trying to schedule a peace conference, trying to get, you know, sometimes. But then, you know, when you do have it down in the books, it's such a feeling of relief. It's kind of like instead of having it out there just amorphously, you know, like the call, it's the call next week at, you know, 8:30 at night. And it just leaves one, it takes one thing off your mind to have to think about. So, no, I think that's really helpful. Annie, when we first got on the line and we were just chatting, you had said that you had a challenge this month. That was,
yes.
You know, that made you look at your time management. Do you want to share with us what that challenge was and the time management challenge that it posted to you?
Yeah, this challenge is completely out of what I feel is normal and out of the range. It's definitely extraordinary. It's bordering on the insane, but I am enrolling 20 people this month into Young Living either as, people who want to build a business or people who want to explore the product, either way. And to do that, it's taken a huge chunk of my time. And I realized I wanted to do this during and my little girl is 2.5. She's not in preschool or anything like that yet. So she's home with my husband and me. And my husband is an actor, and he's traveling 17 out of 28 days this month. So I realized that in order for me to be able to accomplish what I needed to accomplish, I needed to really look at the obstacles of time that I had and look at the support and the resources that I had. So the big thing then was really making sure that every time that I considered working for my Young Living business, it was in the Google Calendar that is shared with my husband. And I was very upfront with him about it and saying, this is going to take more time than normal. I'm doing this for a very specific amount of time. And so the point is, though, just that I made sure that I've put that on the calendar. Everyone can see it. Mm-hmm. And another big obstacle then was childcare, was what was I going to do? So knowing then that this is a bit of an anomaly this month, that I was going to be really pushing hard this month so that way I could kind of relax a little bit more, and especially I have a new baby due in May, I thought, okay, so then what other resources do I have? And I started then calling other moms to trade and, you know, like do some bartering time and saying, hey, in March, I can watch your son for 3 hours if you can watch Abigail for 3 hours. Calling in grandparents and figuring out nap times and really, really figuring it out how I can make it happen. And it's been very enlightening because although I don't plan on working 8 hours a day every day for my Young Living business. I'm doing it right now, and I can't believe it, but here we are at the 18th, and I'm able to actually do it. You know, if somebody said to me, you're gonna work 8 hours a day in the month of February, I'd be like, what, are you crazy? There's no way I could possibly have that time. But all of a sudden, I said, no, I'm going to overcome that obstacle, and I'm going to find the time. So it's 2 hours here, it's 3 hours there, it's whatever it is. And those are the systems that I've been able to, or that's the support I've been able to do to make it happen.
Mm, that's great. You can kind of do anything once you put your mind to it. Yeah. And
yes.
So what would you say are the, so when you've got those chunks of time now, and you've got a very specific goal, a reach goal, what, you know, how are you doing with the goal, and what has made, you know, what has been the best use of your time? You look back over the, you know, if it's 8 hours a day, what, like, are there certain things that you're doing in the 8 hours that are yielding much better rewards than other things?
I really think so much of it has just been overcoming mindset. I mean, I've been really trying to look past things like, oh gosh, I don't know if I could call this person. But I mean, again, I've gotten a lot of support using networkmarketingpro.com. They're sort of doing it. So I feel like I'm part of a community of people who are all working together towards the same goal. And every week there's a free training call that I'm able to be a part of. And so that's helped me to structure it. But basically, yeah, I learned that if I've broke down the month, and the first 10 days I was really just all about prospecting and calling people and trying to get the product in front of them. And that reminds me of what Jeffrey Lewis, who is a diamond in our organization, who says, which is just get the products on as many people as you can. And I just tried to expose as many people as I could in the first 10 days. And then the 10 days that we're in right now is mostly follow-up. So that's really where my appointments are super scheduled. And then finally the last 8 days are closing and really finishing up all those conversations with people. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of what it's been. And it's really just been keeping a clear list, like writing a list down of people you're going to talk to. Before, I really just had a floating list in my head. And when I actually sat down and wrote down, 150, 200 people, I was like, okay, I'm calling every single one of those. That's been really surprising. And what's yielded good results is knowing that I have a good system and good scripts that I can use that do not make me sound weird or do not make any of my relationships with other people weird. Because that was a huge thing that I was concerned about, like, oh, can I call this person? And then when you realize, no, you can, then it's fine.
Yeah. Well, that is, I was going to ask both of you this because I know, Jahan, I have the TriHarmony system, and I love that for a lot of the follow-up once you've got people in your organization, you're following up with them, to really get them going at top speed. And I think one of the things I'd love to hear from both of you about is, let's say you have, like, for example, today I had a half an hour when my boys were doing something. And I said, gosh, I wanted to call someone, but I said a lot of times in the past I found myself calling people. It's people I haven't, spoken with for a while. So you kind of get into longer conversations. One of the things I'm trying to get better at around the time management is how do you get into a conversation, connect with someone quickly, and be able to have a very effective yet efficient conversation. So, when you're looking at having an hour to make as many phone calls as you can and getting into good phone calls, what would you say are some of your tips? And Annie, are the scripts from Network Pro that you're getting? Or we'd just love to hear
Yes.
a little bit about how you approach, how you approach phone calls and how you get them done well and connect with people but also be as efficient as you can with the limited time.
Well, I'd love to hear from Jahan first.
Okay, well, first off, I just want to be clear on the question, because Christy, you're saying that you're calling people that you haven't spoken with for a while, and you're trying to get more efficient in the conversation with the intention of being able to talk about what it is you're doing now?
Well, for example, when we, you know, we had these teleclasses where we've had, you know, over 200 people come, there are people who were on my list and who I was in touch with years ago when I was a health coach, but I haven't spoken with, or there are sometimes people who just followed me through email and through things, and I never actually spoke with them in person. When I started calling some folks, and I started having great calls with them, people, you know, who felt like they knew me because they'd been getting my emails for years and years, but who I hadn't spoken with. But the calls ended up taking longer than I would like based on the little time I had. So it's not like it's a cold call. It's someone that has either asked, who's either come to a teleclass, requested the recording, or who used to be part of my community. But it's not somebody that I talk with, you know, every couple weeks or every couple days. So it's like a warm call.
Okay, so I call those cold calls to warm markets, you know, because you're trying to, like, reacquaint yourself. Cold calls to the warm market. So a question that I always pose in there, and that kind of really brings it home, is, well, there's two things. When I'm speaking with someone and I know, okay, now we're getting into time, you know, I'm always asking about them. I want them talking, and I'm here to serve them, and, you know, what's going on and all that. And one of the questions I ask is, how can I support you?
Mm-hmm.
And another question I ask is, if there was something I knew that could help you with that, would you be interested in hearing about it?
Mm-hmm.
And those things kind of cut to the chase,
mm-hmm.
those two questions for me. Otherwise, you're right. It could just go on and on and on into lots of different places. Instead, you know, if I'm calling them, I have to have a little more context. But let's say you had they're responding to a call, or they wanted you to call them or whatever. Say, hey, I got, you know, your message, and I know you wanted me to call you. So what's going on? How can I support you?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of cuts down from, let me just tell you what I had for dinner. You know, it goes more into, okay, this is what we're calling about, and I feel supported in that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and a big thing that's been very helpful for me is when I start the conversation, I usually say, I don't have a lot of time to talk, but I'm really glad I could connect with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great, yes.
Because
Yeah, Network Pro, I liked that.
Yeah, that's on Network Marketing Pro. It's a big thing that he does, and I have found it's been hugely helpful because it also then releases them. So they don't think then that if you're starting to talk to them about this, you know, like about something, they're like, what are we talking about? Where is this conversation going? I haven't heard from this woman in years. What is the deal?
Mm-hmm.
So this way you're setting up for them, look, I don't have a lot of time to talk. I'm sure you don't either, but you know, blah, 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 blah. And then you kind of go into the rest of the format that I've been using that's been quite successful for me. I'm halfway to my goal now, which I'm pretty psyched about.
That's
awesome. That's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are very helpful, those questions. Got anything else for me?
Oh, yeah, and another thing also that I mean, I love what Jahan said about the whole idea of, you know, if I knew something, would you be interested in it? Because this way, if they say no, then you're fine. You haven't changed any of your relationship with the person. It's not like then you've fire-hosed them and launched into, oh, my God, I'm so excited. There's all this stuff going on. You have to hear about it. It's amazing. And you try, blah, 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 blah. But I love, so when she says, if I, would you, I first learned that from Jahan, and I thought it was so effective, and I'm really excited about using it, and I use it all the time. And also from the training that I've been doing as well is that I do, you know, I'll say to them, if I gave you a link to a website, would you look at it? So this way, I'm not talking to them necessarily about the products. I'm letting them, or the opportunity, whatever it is, I'm letting them go on, check it out themselves, and they can make their own decisions based on whether or not it's going to work for them. I kind of get myself out of the way, which helps me get off the phone faster. So then, you know, once I give them something to check out, and I'm using Marketing Sense because it's what you said that you're already involved with. So I use that website that's already there, or even some of the videos that they have stored on there. I'll say, you know, if I showed you this video, would you watch it? And they say yes. And I say, great, when do you think you could see it? And they say, I think I'll see it Tuesday. Then we set up the appointment for Wednesday. And then that goes into the whole idea of the Wednesday or the appointment thing. So that's how I've been able to make those conversations literally 2, 3, 4 minutes long.
Yeah, I love that. You're leveraging the technology, and you're also, what I love about that question is, if they say, no, I'm not going to look at it, it's pretty clear. You know, you don't necessarily need to spend a lot more time following up with them right then and there. So
that's
yeah.
right. It cuts to the chase, and it relieves them of needing to feel like that they have to stay on the phone and talk to you, like that they're trapped into a conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. That's great. What would you, so let me throw out some, I was thinking before we got on the call, if you didn't have, you know, say a 3-hour chunk of time to work when you're, you know, if your kids are at school or at a babysitter, you know, say you have your kids, you know, your kids get involved outside, they're playing happily. You don't know if it's going to be 5 minutes, half an hour. But you know you have, you know, you're at the laptop, you're watching them through the window. You say, okay, well, I probably have 5 minutes. What would each of you do with that 5 minutes?
I would not get on the phone with somebody unless I already had a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
I would take the 5 minutes and I text my team. And usually my text to them is, how are you doing? I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you, or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Or I do a post on, you know, social media. I would be on Twitter or something. Like, I would just take a picture of something and post it and just kind of make connection.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Annie, how about you?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I would... In the 5 minutes, I would probably try to put some kind of content up on my business Facebook page or on some kind of social media. I would do something like that in that time. Because even then, like if you're like mid-typing or something, then it's not a big deal when the kids come crashing in.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And what about now... Do you? I know that some parents do calls with kids around, or they'll get on the phone when they're in the car driving kids places. Do you two do work while your children are around, or do you try to avoid that as much as you can?
I avoid it as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I could get something done, and there's a couple of reasons why I avoid it. It almost always ends in disaster. And I don't like doing business that way. And I really feel it's unfair to my kids. You know, even my time with my kids is somewhat scheduled, which sounds crazy. But honestly, when you're working and you have kids and you're also trying to develop a business, you just have to kind of go through the scheduling until the kids get a little bit older. That's just, for me, at least it's just realistic. So when I'm with my kids, I don't want to be doing anything else. I want them to know that I am present with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and to dovetail on that, especially like in this month where I have my very clear cut, this is the time I'm working, this is the time I am not working. Since I have started defining that so clearly, I feel so much better when I am around my little girl for that reason, because I know I am just here with you. If the phone rings, I 90% of the time will not answer it. And I just know that I'm here with you, and I've scheduled the time of when my business will happen. And I don't make phone calls in the car about business stuff, because I don't think it sounds, I don't know, like the audio I feel like never quite sounds as professional as I'd like it to. And I don't want to be fumbling around for anything. And so usually if I see the person's called, then I can kind of have my thoughts together before I give them a quick call back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same here. I do exactly the same.
Yeah.
I don't even look at my phone. And I used to do that. I used to feel that I had to answer the calls when they were coming in. Oh, my gosh, I have to talk to everyone. I have to do it right now. What if I lose them? What if this? What if that? And I wasn't honoring myself. I wasn't honoring my kids, and I wasn't honoring the person on the phone. It just didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's because, you know, most of us are doing this. It's funny, my mentor Pam said, you know, you're doing this for your kids, so you never want to think of it like, you know, you want to use that angle now, you know, you want to be with your kids and enjoy your kids and not think of, well, I only have 4 hours this week to work on my business because, you know, I'm homeschooling or because I've got young kids or whatever. You know, it was a great mind shift for me to say, if I'm doing this with the end goal of, you know, setting myself and my family and my kids up, then that needs to translate into now as well. It's not this whole, well, when my business is at this point, then we'll be all set.
Yeah.
It has to be that now, too. So, and I think that other people, especially, I mean, I'm attracting a lot of busy moms, too, and I know that they just, they understand, you know. There, I've had people who've said to me, well, why don't you call me well this time? Yeah, I'll be grocery shopping with the kids, but I'll talk. And I just say, oh, no, let's find another time. You know, you shouldn't have to be talking while you're grocery shopping with your two kids. That's a recipe for disaster.
And you know what? It sets up a great example for them, too, because I want people to see that busy moms can still be successful, and that doesn't have to be an obstacle. It's certainly, we mm-hmm. have to be more creative in how we build our business, but it's not an obstacle. Mm-hmm. So we're always teaching. We're always the example. So if we're doing it while we're grocery shopping and the kids are crazy in the back, and I mean, who wants to do that?
Yeah.
That's not really appealing.
Fun. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just because you can multitask like that doesn't necessarily mean that you should.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that I wanted to find out was if there was a they always talk about time sucks, you know, things you can kind of get into and get sucked into, and before you know it, there's been a half an hour gone by and you haven't really done work, but you've just been busy. Have you at any point in your businesses, you know, kind of fallen prey to a time suck, and what was that, and how have you steered yourself clear of that?
A big time suck for me is trying to craft the perfect email. And when I really try to make sure that it's perfect and beautiful before I send it out. But then the problem is that if you don't have a lot of time and you need to send out a bunch of emails to people, that could be problematic. Something that's really nice about Marketing Sense is that you can save like default emails and then you can just send them out. So I really like it that if I talk to somebody on the phone and then I say to them, you know, I'm going to send you this link, I already have a pre-written email that I already took the time to make sure was perfect the way I wanted it to be. And I know that that's already done and I'm just going to click that button and it's going to go to that person. So that's been a big, help for me in that time suck of perfectionism.
Mm. That's a great one. Thank you, Annie.
So I would say the same thing. I do that with emails, too. I have, once I structure an email, I have it saved to use in a systematic way. I'm always looking for ways to create systems out of what I do just to be more efficient. So that's definitely one of them. Another time suck for me was calling people back or answering the phone and instead of having scheduled times to do all my calls. That ended up being a time suck because I think I forgot what the statistics are, but every time you're distracted, it takes about 10 or 15 minutes to get back on task. And if you think of how many times in a day you could get distracted, that's a big time vampires right there. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty scheduled now, even at my callback times. If I'm going to be calling people back between, say, 9 and 10 a.m., that's all I'm doing. I'm not looking at emails. I'm not looking at social media. I'm not doing anything but calling people back. And I have my list before I do that. And then the other time suck for me is social media, unless I have, again, my scheduled time to do it, which I am scheduled with it. Because if I don't schedule, then I'll just sit there all day long and say, what did I want to say? What was I going to do? Oh, wait, I didn't post yet. I have to go back. And so I take some time in the morning, and I schedule a certain amount of posts for the day. And then if I could get on or do things like when the kids are playing and I could post something in between, then I do that. But otherwise, I'm very scheduled with that as well.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, in the spirit of time management, I said we would end this call now. So we're going to end this call at the scheduled time. I really want to appreciate and honor both of you for sharing your time, your precious time with us, and being so honest and candid about everything. I know it's been really helpful for me personally, and I know it's going to be really helpful for everyone out there. So this has been great, and I really appreciate it. So thanks to both of you, and we're going to have a few more calls in our series. But for now, we've covered time management in and out, and now we'll go spend some time with our families. So thank you.
Thank
so
you
much,
so
Anne,
much.
Thank
I think
you, Dehan.
Thank you.
This is a great topic. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Have a wonderful evening, both of you.
You too.
Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.